parallel. Oh, yeah. So we could have, and this is, you know, the present time, basically. We have this character there. This is the kind of character design department. Who is, it's typical, I mean, almost archetypal woman. Who's now like a nun or something. And she's old, older, I mean, in the mid-60s. And she has been, well, she was raised in a family with parents who demanded very much from her, you know, and she got those, you know, she was expected to become an elite swimmer, or we could change another sport, but that's the original one here that I'm using for this character design. And that was very heavy, and swimming every day, and could almost not have any other fun. And this kind of elitist spirit that took over, a group pressure maybe. Got to win, got to win, got to be the best, otherwise you're loose. You know, I don't know if we're going to bring that in, but almost. And pressure maybe from the parents, kind of maybe social elite people, or those who want to be part of the social elite and therefore have to behave elitely. There are such people, right? You often find them a bit fighting for fame in the local political governments and places like that. Certain in crowds. So, and she, took up this Krishna consciousness, God consciousness, or she became a nun first, then. Why? We don't know really, but there can be a whole teenage story behind there. And she kind of comes into that with that sports mana spirit, whatever you call it, sports spirit, elite sports person spirit. And she became, you know, very good selling books, and because that's what the sport was there, that's what the competition was about, and it was about competition. So certain of those people there, sports people, they became very good at it. While those like PO, they were just wondering what they were doing there. Why should we compete about who can sell the most books? Come on. They belong more to that, to those kind of people. But who did it anyway, because Prabhupada wanted it. So, you know, there are these different sides. So there, she was on that side, alpha female side, I guess. And now she's old and wrinkled and sick, chronically sick. And gray hair and But with that spiritual glow in there in the heart, which, you know, they all have. And that's a nice thing in this story, that they start realizing that in themselves and in each other. So, but she also has that little bit upper class arrogance, and that thing that came there from this Krishna movement, where it also had sneaked in much from, probably from America, that kind of elite thinking. No, you know, I know better than you do. I'm advanced, you know. And I'm going to get heavy on you. But it's for your own good, you see. So then she kind of does that. She smashes him, as they used to call it. Well, at least back in the days. You come back from the office of a leader crying, saying to a friend, "He completely smashed me." Where did that expression come from? But you knew the feeling. But then she realizes that something from this too. So why I got into this character now was that there's an interesting character interplaying here. So you have Pio's drama going on there, and you have other people's, and then her, because you have that third lady there, that she's kind of in between. I'm talking still about this older age Pio drama that unfolds involving three women of different ages and at different times. So that is much his, how to say, his old age version of the teenage romance thing that often was just a secret, how to say, crush, you know, on some girl. But now he came into it from a different direction, namely that, yeah, actually, I could now, and probably would be most happy by just being a monk or something, just staying single for the rest of my life, and even, how to say, make a vow to stay like that. And why should he, should I, he asked them, maybe because otherwise friends just try to set me up with ladies, and I'm, you know, glancing here and there, and others are, and there's this whole level going on in society here, even among us older people. And I don't have the time and energy for that anymore. And there are things I really want to do in life now and finish before I leave this world. And they are the most important things in my life. That's why I've been born here, it feels like. It's my mission, which I have also dedicated myself to. And then he kind of makes that vow that, no, no more of those romantic relationships. In this lifetime, it's just too demanding in a way, and I feel I had mine. I had my life in that department, and now it's another time, another level of life here that I'm entering. And he knew he was gradually doing that. So now we slipped into his story, because there are a few persons involved, and I just thought that this character there, that lady, could be interesting in this connection here, because she is then coming in between him and that third lady. And what's going on in her mind, the third lady, it's a completely different story in itself. And we could, in each case of these three ladies, because, you know, there were three ladies in when he was young too, in his story, the Pio story. The three ladies. Or something like that. The third one kind of got him, but not. I mean, we can tell that three-lady story wherever it was, but we can connect it then now to a three-lady story when he's older. And we could even have fun and maybe put that. I mean, we could take them in any order, these books or whatever I want to call it. So, yeah, was there anything more there about? Yeah, that character. I'm getting into the story here. She then ends up between those two, and if we want to go the one way to have the drama really unfold and go into fireworks, then that lady can be like some kind of, she has some this negativity in her, this darkness in her that sometimes you find in aging women, you know, who are just bitter or something like that, or frustrated, and, you know, it didn't work, you know, my relationship, and, you know, I'm a lonely old woman now, and but he's just like this and that, you know, this kind of thing. And you also have the men sitting there, crashed relationships, and I'm going to be monk, I'm going to be nun. But not a very happy monk or nun sometimes. So then, you know, and there can be all kinds of things going on in her. That somehow or other, she ends up without him intending her to be as some kind of, you know, middle woman between him and that third lady, as if even acting as some kind of, how to say, matchmaker or so, which also incidentally, and this would be part of the fun part of the story, his friend, a man, also slipped into that role, although he asked them both not to. But they just did that. And that could be the fun thing, as if some teasing divinity was behind it all. So what I meant was that here, that's one possible way of acting with this, which could be interesting in a story. You appear there and you have this other lady and you have this Asian lady who then, because she was older, significantly older than this third lady, she had become some kind of mentor for her. And this is the general fine principle that had developed in that movement, that organization, you know, which became some kind of religious institution where the older ones automatically are wise and should be mentors of the young ones, which is fine, I mean, good actually. But if it works and if they really are not just old, but wise also, which generally devotees should become, right? So nothing said about that, but so they had that kind of relationship. And I hardly now even want to get into that possible story or version of it, but if it was so that actually he was right and there was some kind of, you know, destiny connection between the two of them, but she, you know, something came in between there and blacked it out, and that something was then that other lady who kind of the other young lady went to for advice, but who then had her view on him and everything and men in general, you know, and this whole history going back to her only knowing him really as how he was 20 years or 23 years or 25 years earlier. Yeah, 25 years actually. Which is also generally happening between people, right? We meet someone, we learn to know that person, and then 25 years passes, and we think, we meet again, that person think that she or he is much the same as 25 years ago, although we have changed and developed a lot. So this is also to just ordinary human way of thinking sometimes, so this, we can put that in here also to teach us how to not make fallacies in judging each other. So she thinks that he is, you know, that heavy kind of ISKCON, you know, that the way he was and how he treated his wife back then. But then she married another woman, so that kind of air came out of that thing. That kind of explained a lot why that relationship broke up back then. So then you start to seeing this whole thing, you know, his life and this whole drama unfolding from certain women's eyes and from certain religious groups' eyes, nuns and monks, and, you know, it can be an interesting thing there, how and why they are looking so differently and why they judge each other like that. And then he comes and he actually, his lesson in this whole drama is learning to love. You know, what is actual love? If you just, you know, fall for someone and that person is not interested in you, then and you think you love that person, you know, they call it unhappy love. But then he thought that, why does it have to be unhappy? If you love a person, then you can just show that love, whatever person the best way you can do it. And if it is to just, you know, stay away from that person because that person asked you to, then that's what you do. I mean, he's coming, sitting there with those kind of thoughts in his meditations. And that other lady who's then the mentor of that third lady, we can show it from her point of view. The frustrated old lady point of view, I don't know what to call her, but you know, one of those old, you can have grumpy old men and grumpy old women, or you know, a little negative in some of us when we're getting older. And you know, I had a friend who stood and shouted at the youngsters down on the street to shut up at night, and you know, that kind of thing. So she's a little more that kind of character. So then she sees him, and this again, divine intervention. She sees him totally different from what is actually going on from him, within him. For him, it's a lesson in love, and she sees someone, I don't know what, I mean, who's coming in threatening, or, you know, there's some kind of defensive attitude coming here. Someone here is coming and trying to take that woman from us, from my, you know, protection. And I know what you men do to women and why you're interested in women. There's only one thing in the end of the day, you know, and so on and so forth. So we could have that kind of character there. And then we'll let that play out and see what happens. I don't know.